You sick.
Free Talk Live, 1-800-259-9231. It's Mark without Ian today, and I've got
Sean.
Yeah, Sean's with me. Ian's off doing one of his protest things. I don't know exactly what.
I think he's drinking with the city council.
Oh, it's the city council drinking game. Well, you can see, audience, you can see just how much Ian cares about you guys. He'd rather be out at the city council hassling those people with drinking beer, whatever it is, in their little council thing. So you can call in and talk about anything you'd like to talk about. It is Free Talk Live. The number is 1-800-259-9231, and that's what the name of the show is, and that's what we do. We talk about what you'd like to talk about. However, when we don't have have people on the line, we come up with our own stuff. And Sean, you brought some stuff to talk about. I've got one here that I think I'm going to start out with, and then I'll lob the ball over to you, Sean. But this one's kind of interesting. Flashing teenage breasts could land a man in prison. This is from CarlosMiller.com, and it's a little interesting. A Florida man is facing 5 years in prison because he photographed two teenage girls flashing their breasts on the side of the road. Turns out the girls were 15 years old, according to the Sarasota Herald Tribune. It's not clear if Robert Lee Blevins, 33, was aware of their age, and I suspect he wasn't. He was driving by. How would he be aware? It is not clear. I mean, it's highly unlikely if Robert Lee Blevins, 33, I wish I could write this stuff, was aware of their age when he pulled his car up alongside them and then snapped a photo. Nevertheless, he's now facing a felony charge of possession of photos of sexual performance by a child, as well as a misdemeanor charge of contributing to the delinquency of a minor.
Strange, very strange. It does make me wonder how many residents of the city of Keene, though, could be guilty of the same thing if they've been taking pictures of the Topless Tuesday activism.
Are the people below the age of consent?
I know at least one of the ladies out there is currently only 16.
Interesting. You know, it's very interesting. These subjects draw up so many things. First off, how can Mr. Blevins be guilty of the crime of, first off, sexual performance by a child when he didn't know that there was a child involved?
No.
So there's no intent. The second thing is lifting your shirt a sexual performance?
Doesn't seem that way to me. I'm sure that if I were to lift my shirt, nobody watching on the cam would enjoy it.
As it wouldn't change that it might be a sexual performance, but you can listen to the show and view the cam at cam.freetalklive.com, brought to you by memorydealers.com. But, it raises so many things. Here in New Hampshire, one can choose to be you can choose to have sex at 16 years old. However, I don't think anywhere in the United States can one choose to photograph oneself having sex if one is 16 years old, or can anyone who's older than you do that? So a 16-year-old can have sex with a 46-year-old in New Hampshire. However, photographing it is a felony.
That's my understanding of things, is that there is nowhere in the United States where you can take pictures of persons under the age of 18 in a state of undress.
Well, I don't. Yeah, and it's interesting when you think about boys. Boys are definitely in movies with their tops off. So girls can't. Girls' breasts are considered, I guess, sexual areas. I don't know. It's all very odd. You can call in and tell us how you feel about this at 1-800-259-9231. You think Robert Lee Blevins is getting his just desserts here for pulling over? Let me tell you what happened exactly. Apparently, the girls have been charged with indecent exposure and released to their parents. Robert Lee Blevins is sitting in jail. Okay, so they were standing by the road showing their breasts. He just took a picture when he was going by. The girls have been flashing their breasts at all passing motorists, including Charlotte County Sheriff Bill Cameron, who had happened to drive by in an unmarked car. Cameron turned his car around, spotted Blevins pull alongside them, snap a photo with his cell phone. Cameron detained all three of them, confiscated Blevins' cell phone. It's likely, the writer here is speculating that there's probably more breasts pictures of their breasts out there. And, you know, online, there are lots of pictures of 16 and 15-year-olds with their tops off. I'm afraid it's just reality.
Yeah, it's a situation they can't possibly hope to control.
Yeah. But they can throw Robert Lee Blevins in jail for up to 5 years if that's what if that's what they decide to do. And likely they'll throw so many charges at the guy that he pleads out and tries to make it go away and whatever. I have no idea what's going to happen. But it's frightening. It's scary that this could happen to anyone. You know, I remember going to the Sebring 12 hours of Sebring race that's down in Florida, and there was this it's just considered a matter of course for women to show their breasts at this event, and there's all kinds of pictures of it happening and that kind of thing, and you can go to booths where they actually just have pictures of past breasts that have been shown. When I was there, there was one evening when it was just guys in pickup trucks driving around slowly cruising with what appeared to be just young women all over the place with their shirts off. You know, it's interesting, but it doesn't seem like any. Should I have gone to jail for viewing a sexual performance by a young girl? I mean, that seems. I don't know their age, but I could tell some of them weren't over 18. At least it doesn't. You know, as you get older, they all look younger.
Yeah, I've actually noticed that, and I'm not even that old yet.
Yeah, it just happens. So, you know, I probably shouldn't be deciding who's what age around here, because I really don't know. But I guess I need calls from people that think that Robert Lee Blevins should go to jail for this, that he has done something horrible. Because it seems to me that this guy's just doing something that's natural and normal, and something that any old ordinary person would do, and he's facing up to 5 years in prison for it. These girls who were doing it, actually, they were doing something here. They're getting charged with a misdemeanor, indecent exposure, and released to their parents. I mean, these are the girls that they have control of the naughty commodity here, and they're just releasing it everywhere.
Yeah, they're supplying a demand. He's in trouble for creating it, but I believe you'd have to arrest Mother Nature for that one.
Yeah, yeah. It's maybe these girls' parents should never let them out of the house. And there's probably some charge we can charge the parents with for letting these girls wander around with breasts.
Don't give them any ideas, Mark. They have enough bad ones on their own.
Yeah, frightening stuff. So, I guess give us a call at 1-800-259-9231. Tell us what you think about this. There's a story coming up here about a Portland lemonade stand and another young gal and how they've been treating her. But, I wanted to tell our audience about a video that I saw. It's John Shaw and Osborne from the Think Twice Productions team up once again with the mighty Stefan Molyneux to bring you yet another video. And this video is The Sunset of the State. You can go check it out at thinktwicenews.com. The Sunset of the State at thinktwicenews.com. I haven't had a chance to view it, but it's had 3,000 downloads today. So it's a pretty big deal.
I have had a chance to see this video. It's a very good video, and anybody out there should go take a look at it.
What's it covering?
You see, I saw it several hours ago, and I don't recall the details. It's how the state is such a over-complex system, much like the Ptolemaic Earth-centered model of the solar system, that it's just kind of collapsing under its own weight. It's so complex, it's time we need
Ptolemaic.
To... Ptolemaic was a very early astronomer. He came up with the circles within circles within circles, on and on in infinite complexity,
I see.
Trying to explain the movement patterns of planets.
Gotcha.
With the idea that the Earth is at the center of the universe.
It's not.
I know. And when you start with the wrong premise, you come up with all kinds of really wrong ideas.
1-800-259-9231. Free Talk Live.
Attention, all active duty members and veterans of the U.S. military. Your proud service to your country entitles you with the right to participate in special VA loan programs with benefits not available to the general public, like the ability to purchase a new home with no down payment or mortgage insurance, or refi with cash out up to 100% of your present home equity with less strict credit criteria. You are entitled to these benefits. Review them online at varadio.com.
This is Tim Lewis from iFreedom Direct and a veteran of Operation Iraqi Freedom. I want you to know that as a member or veteran of the United States military, you've earned special rights and privileges. On your feet! And get the details at varadio.com.
iFreedom Direct Corporation is a private lender approved by the VA and licensed in most states. In certain states, certain restrictions and limitations apply. For a current list of licenses, disclosures, and all benefits, go to varadio.com. varadio.com.
What is a wind generator?
How can the wind produce power for a small cabin?
How can wind energy be stored and used during an emergency?
Can I assemble my own wind generator?
For answers to questions about wind power, visit windbluepower.com. Did you know the wind could provide your family with emergency power? It can with a wind generator from windbluepower.com. Learn how our amazing LightBreeze wind generator kit starts charging a 12-volt battery at just 6 mile per hour wind. Or see the new Cyclone X2 dual kit featuring two wind generators on just one tower. And learn why schools and universities across the country utilize our products to teach about wind power and alternative energy at windbluepower.com. All kits qualify for a 30% IRS tax credit for residential energy efficient property. Enter coupon code RADIO for a 5% discount at windbluepower.com. That's windbluepower.com or call 800-976-0026. That's 800-976-0026.
It's the number one reason for slow and clogged bath drains. That's right, hair. And the number one way to open drains plugged with hair? The drain clog. Wow. Stop standing in dirty bath water. Stop using dangerous chemicals. Just push the drain clog past the pop-up in your sink or tub, twist, and pull. Wow. You'll be shocked at what this little tool can pull out of your drain. The drain clog has over 100 tiny hooks that claw through hair, toothpaste, and shampoo that slows and clogs your drain. See how it works right now at thedrainclaw.com.
Wow.
The Drain Claw is made in the USA and is the safest, easiest, most environmentally friendly solution to unclog bath drains. Get one for $6.99 or three for $15. The Drain Claw can be used over and over. Don't be fooled by substitutes. Buy the original. Buy the Drain Claw. Order now at thedrainclaw.com. That's the Drain Claw at thedrainclaw.com.
Wow.
Protect your freedoms and be independent by learning how to maintain, repair, and customize your own firearms through these exclusive video training courses on DVD from the American Gunsmithing Institute. Call and get a free 2-hour sampler DVD video and catalog. See just how quickly and easily you can learn firearm disassembly and reassembly, accurizing, customizing, super tuning, refinishing, trigger repair, and much, much more for rifles, pistols, and shotguns. Courses available for both the hobbyist and the professional. You can even get certified as a gunsmith to make money part-time, full-time, or as a retirement income doing what you love. Call 1-800-247-5032 to order your free sampler DVD and catalog. That's 1-800-247-5032. Call now and get a bonus $10 saving coupon. 1-800-247-5032 or go to AmericanGunsmithDVD.com. Learn how. Learn now with AmericanGunsmithDVD.com, your source for how-to gunsmithing videos.
This is Free Talk Live. You can call in and take control at 1-800-259-9231.
Free Talk Live, 1-800-259-9231. It is the show about your calls, but there's actually been some news during the break here. Apparently, Ian has gone off to Cheshire County or the Keene City Council meeting for the Keene City Council drinking game, right?
That's correct. They're drinking non-alcoholic beverages in containers clearly labeled non-alcoholic beverages, and they are currently being arrested. I have a video from Cheshire TV of both Sam and Ian handcuffed sitting in the city council chambers.
So apparently now it's you could be arrested for drinking a beverage. What can I tell you? Well, as we find out more about this issue, I will update you. Give us a call at 1-800-259-9231 on the SACL CAI line. And there's calls. So let's take Nico in Illinois, listening on the Internet. Nico?
Yeah, really quickly about that, from getting arrested. I think that's crazy. But I do have one thing, and that is whether they're government or not, or they're a private institution, should they not be able to make rules on their own property? You know, even they say it's public property, but if you want to kind of consider them their own little group, then, I mean, it kind of is their property. I'm a little bit weirded out the fact that they're arresting them for drinking non-alcoholic beverages. I'm anxious to see how that turns up, but, I mean, I don't think law officials are the smartest people in the world, so...
Right. Well, you know, you're absolutely right. If this was an organization of peaceful people who left everybody else alone, and they had little meetings, and somebody tried to go in and break up their meeting or whatever, then you know you'd have to use whatever means that you had to use to get those people to leave. And if you had to lay hands on them, that would be fine. However, that isn't what's going on. What is going on is it's a group of people that, in fact, use violent, threatening manners in order to get money from people, and then they tell you that, hey, you know, you're welcome to participate in this system. And you know as well as I do that people have drank beverages. They have water available at the back of the room. That's what these people are drinking. That what they're doing is they're arresting people for having the water in the wrong container and sort of setting up the drinking of the water.
Yeah. So
they set up a drinking game where they drink at certain points during the meeting as a group, and it is in bottles clearly labeled not a beer, although the word beer is significantly larger than the not a part. And it's really annoying them.
Yeah, you know, that's what it is. You know, the idea that you're going to arrest, I don't know. I mean, it's such strange behavior. Wouldn't you agree, Nico?
Yeah, it's pretty funny. But, yeah, it is really strange that they'd arrest them for that. I think they're just trying to make a power trip move.
It's exactly what they're trying to do, and that's what the government's all about. The idea that you're supposed to be involved, that you can be involved. Sure, you can be involved if you sit there and you're quiet and you don't disagree with them. I mean, if you disagree with them, they're going to try to hush you up. I can tell you that. I've been involved. They don't want to hear from other people. They don't want to hear things like, hey, quit taxing us. Hey, quit taking our money. What you're talking about here is a silly plan. It's not like you guys have ever successfully done any of these plans. Please leave us alone. So anyway, you were saying about you had another topic you called in on.
Yeah, I wanted to know about do we need a military or not. And I really fully do agree on the ideas of freedom and everything and little, small or no government. And there are a few catching points that I might call in time to time and talk about. That's usually what I call in is my little catching points because, you know, to try and convince other people of my ideas, of course, I have to be fully able to convince myself. And one of the things is the military and do we need one? And I know some callers called in about it the other day, and we're talking about how, you know, I think you guys got an email or something like that saying that, you know, if we didn't have a military, then we'd be speaking German or Japanese or whatever. And I'm not quite convinced of that. But, I mean, you were saying that you need people on the ground for other countries or foreign governments to be able to come in and take over this country. But, I mean, if you look at, like Vietnam, and we had plenty of people on the ground, and we were able to get those people on the ground by flying them in and you know, shipping them in and stuff like that. And who's to say other countries aren't able to do that? And you also said that we don't have to worry about Mexico and Canada, and that's very true right now. But, I mean, looking into the future, I mean, what could happen if we did have to worry about those people? And you really didn't elaborate on your topic of why Switzerland wasn't invaded by the Nazis, and I really am not too aware on that. And I was kind of more interested in if you would elaborate on that a little bit.
Sure. Let's take it in pieces. The idea here is that, when you're talking about a much freer country, say the United States suddenly became very, very free versus a country that can, use extortive methods on its citizens to build a much larger military. That people say, what would it be like in a very free place, as far as the military goes? And, the answer is we don't know. We simply don't know, and it's a very big issue. Sure, if some country, imagine some country decides that they want to invade the United States, which is very free in this fictitious future, and what's it going to be like? First off, talking about Canada and Mexico, we have very good relations with them. It seems very unlikely that relations would get worse if you didn't have a threatening, dangerous military. Why would things get worse, I guess, is the question that one might ask oneself. If you're just doing trade with the Canada and Mexico, why would the situation get worse?
I mean, why do countries invade one another in the first place? And I'm not talking about for revenge or anything like that, or because they took some of their land a long time ago. I mean, why do countries, a lot of times wars are started over natural resources and things like that. And I know our relations with Canada and Mexico are good right now, but in the future, if there was ever a change in those governments, I mean, governments don't last forever, as you've clearly seen over history and over time. And as a free society, you'd have the hope that it would last for a long time. And so, I mean, these are things you would have to think about. You can't say, well, we have good relations with those countries now, so we don't have to worry about anything. What if those relations turn bad in the future?
Well, it seems, it does, to some extent, it seems like the sort of hand-wringing. What happens if Canada gets bad? But, let's address it. We'll set up a scenario that for whatever reason, some foreign government wants to invade a very free place that doesn't have a standing military. I'd like to point out the founding fathers felt that, the military that they needed was a militia, and that these, that several states would help each other in these scenarios. So if for whatever reason, say Mexico decides, as I recall, there was a small piece on the southern border that, crossed New Mexico and Arizona or whatever. Say Mexico decided we want that small sliver of a piece of Arizona and New Mexico back. And they go just after those two states. And really, if you're talking about a very free place, then they really just went after the property owners in those areas, and they're going to extort them and force them to pay homage to the Mexican state. Nico, let's address this a little more when we come back. Give us a call at 800-259-9231.
Omega-3 oils. What do you really know about their health benefits? Welcome to GreatPlainsFlax.com. Quality flax seeds right to your door. The golden flax seed from GreatPlainsFlax.com is 99.75% pure foundation grade, the purest, highest grade flax seed available. Benefits of golden flax seed include the natural properties of fiber, lignans, and omega-3 fatty acids that provide preventative and restorative abilities to your diet. Lignans help reduce the possibility of colon, breast, and prostate cancers. Other great benefits flax seed provides are lowering cholesterol, blood pressure, and help in weight loss. Plus, it's perfect for pets, too. To learn more about other flaxseed benefits, plus get recipes and see current research, go to GreatPlainsFlax.com. Enjoy free shipping of our golden omega flaxseeds within the lower 48 states. Prices start at just $22.95. Call 866-834-7485. That's 866-834-7485. Or visit GreatPlainsFlax.com. Quality flaxseeds right to your door.
Before you throw away your used batteries, you need to listen to this. Now, going green can save money. Go green and save money by giving life to your used batteries by charging them with the Renaissance Charger. The Renaissance Charger uses a new revolutionary battery charging technology that effectively extends the life of new batteries and gives new life to used batteries. Invented by legendary audio genius John Bedini, this unique and patented charging system rejuvenates the electrochemical plate structure in the battery without additives, increasing capacity and maintaining cell integrity. Renaissance Charge offers a full line of products made in the USA for all types and sizes of batteries. Find out why our customers tell us the Renaissance Charger is the only battery charger they will ever use. Save your money. Save the environment. Visit us online at r-charge.com. That's r-charge.com. Or call us at 208-772-4514. That's 208-772-4514. Be a part of the revolution today.
No one likes foreclosure. You won't say, think, or even consider foreclosure with ZeroDebtGuaranteed.com. Why? Because ZeroDebtGuaranteed.com guarantees to stop your foreclosure for at least 2 years with no payments, no bankruptcy, and no negotiating. Thinking loan modification? That still keeps you in default. Zero Debt in 90 days is the only proven system that keeps you in your house for as long as you want to stay, while making it possible to even get clear title to your house. No, we are not investors, bankers, attorneys, or real estate agents. We are a group of people just like you that are sick and tired of the housing crash, and we've helped thousands avoid foreclosure since 1993. Please visit our website today, ZeroDebtGuaranteed.com, or call to see how we can help save you tens of thousands of dollars and save your home. Call 800-477-9256. 800-477-9256. That's 800-477-9256. Or visit ZeroDebtGuaranteed.com. Guaranteed to stop foreclosure.
The food storage industry leader has done it again.
Introducing FDG Clubs and Survival Bucks from the Freeze Dry Guy. For over 39 years, the Freeze Dry Guy has served various government agencies and the private sector with the finest in storable foods and emergency rations. If you've wanted to build emergency food supplies but couldn't afford it, now you can. Go to freezedryguy.com, click on products, and look for the Freeze Dry Guy Clubs to pay as you go.
Now you can build food storage without going into debt.
Choose from a payment range of $95 to $450 per month.
Our clubs work with everyone's budget.
Plus, when you join Freeze Dry Guy Clubs, you'll get additional rewards. For example, this month, get 10% back in survival bucks on all purchases in the Freeze Dry Guy product line, plus free shipping within the lower 48 states on any order amount. Hurry, go to freezedryguy.com or call 866-404-3663. That's freezedryguy.com or call 866-404-3663. The Freeze Dry Guy, the best you can buy.
This is Free Talk Live. You can call in and take control at 1-800-259-9231.
Free Talk Live, 1-800-259-9231. Yeah, that's the SACL CAI line. Give us a call and talk about whatever you'd like to talk about. But we have been talking with Nico from Illinois about what's the need for the military. And, you know, this is an issue that people, you know, they want to talk about when it comes to, you know, a free society. I mean, what's the situation going to be like? Obviously, one of the things that the federal government is there for is to provide a military. That's what we've sort of been taught. Nico, are you there?
Yeah.
Great. So have I properly recapped that you want to know, you know, what would life be like in America without a standing military, right?
Yeah.
So as I always do, I'd like to point out the founding fathers believed that we could make it without a standing military, that just militia members, people with their own weapons, could defend much better than or defend well enough without having a standing military, that leaders with standing militaries tend to use them as weapons of aggression. Would you agree that that's the case?
Yeah, I do.
Would you agree that that's been done a great deal in the United States?
Yeah, I
Okay, great. So, reality is the standing military is likely to be used in an aggressive nature for wars that we didn't need to get into in the first place. I don't like to debate the Asian theater of World War II. I think that there's some standing for that one. It gets one mired into a mess trying to debate that one. But you can say, name a war in the last 6 decades that we had to be in, that would have affected our freedom if we hadn't been there. And, most people won't make those claims. Now, you said that a foreign nation could land troops in the United States like we did in Vietnam. However, I'd like to point out that Vietnam was being invaded from the north to the south. So there were essentially two nations, and the United States was invited in we didn't have to make a beach landing and take over. So it's not like a Normandy situation. Do you understand? In Normandy, the United States asked a bunch of gung-ho young men to storm a beach, and many, many, many of them caught, with their soft bodies, caught very hard bullets. And it was extraordinarily costly on Omaha Beach. And, that kind of thing, the claim is, and I don't think you can do it. I don't think you can make a seaborne invasion or an airborne invasion of the United States with military troops. I think you can obviously sneak things across the border, like illegal aliens have snuck across the border. But those people are here to work. They're not here to invade.
Yeah.
Some people would dispute that. As far as, what would it be like when there's nothing to take control of, when Washington, D.C. isn't the reins of power? Because if a foreign nation comes in and takes Washington, D.C., then they win, right?
Yeah.
Well, if Washington, D.C. wasn't the center of power, then what would you take in order to win?
I guess if you have a free nation and you have different organizations who are controlling different parts of society, then there's not really one faction that you can just take over and then win. So I really don't know. To me, the main thing is to argue all the main points just to make sure that this is a good thing, because I do believe in a free society, and I don't want there to have to be a military. I agree with the founding fathers. It's just that, it's good to argue these points and come out with a good plan. That way, when we do do this, if that ever happens,
it's an important issue. I'm not trying to ridicule you, Nico.
I understand that.
I think you've asked a very important question, and I'm trying to give you very, the best answers I can. And I'm, asking you if my answers are sufficient for you, because they're sufficient for me. I don't think you can fight a land war in the United States of America when there are more guns here than there are people. Granted, most gun owners own more than one gun, so they're concentrated a little bit. But those same people can distribute them. I think that there's even there's a lot of weapons that just aren't registered. I mean, the guess is that there are about as many guns as there are people. But if you start thinking about all the guns out there that are unregistered, old shotguns and things like that, they don't know.
Well, I mean, if you look at the projects and stuff like that, they look like war zones at one time because, there was just so many weapons that they had that were, of course, not registered.
Of course.
And, these were, military-grade weapons. These weren't just, a pistol or a shotgun, So the only problem I would have is two more things, and I'll make them quick. And one is that hopefully we wouldn't get into a situation where you would have disagreeing militias.
Yeah.
Of course, the military is centralized, so you can kind of deal with that issue. But if you have a decentralized militia, how do you control multiple militias getting at each other's throat?
It's I think that's a real issue. And what a militia essentially would be in a free society would be people that want to hang out in that group. So I mean, you could have several in one geographic area. I don't like Fred, who leads this one militia, so I'm going to go start my own, and then they're going to have, and then for whatever reason, people get in tiffs. Hopefully the cooler heads would prevail when you're talking about people, potentially dying. If there's some kind of feud between militias, you'd have to be pretty gung ho to be ready to take bullets from your neighbor because somebody slept with somebody's wife or something, right?
Especially when you consider militias are not generally getting paid to be out there. They're out there defending their own homes. They don't work as an instrument of aggression. They work very well as an instrument of defense, though.
Hopefully that's so. And when there's no reins of powers to seize, there's less to seize. When there's no aggressive state running around the world, you know, causing problems, then there's fewer reasons to invade. And hopefully those things would work out. If you get away of entangling alliances, then there'd be fewer slights to other nations and fewer excuses to come invade the United States. Could it happen? Sure, it could. And how would it work out? I'm not entirely sure. But, Nico, keep coming up with these questions. Keep calling in. Thank you for the call. Let's go to Dave in New Hampshire. Dave, are you there? Excuse me.
Can you hear me all right?
Yes, I can.
Can you hear me okay?
Yes.
Can you hear me? Oh, thanks. I'm outside a place where Mitt Romney has appeared in New Hampshire, and I'm trying to interview him.
Like magically or just?
It may take magic to get to that point. He dodged us on the way in. He dodged both me and the mainstream press, but he may stop and talk to us on the way out. We think we know where he'll come out. But I think, this is something that anybody can do. If you're an activist and you've got a YouTube channel, you can just take your camera anytime that it's announced that some big politician is going to be somewhere. Try to get some shots of them going in, maybe see how they feel about some issue that's important to you, get on YouTube. Be the press.
It's great. This is what America needs. It needs people being involved, and I think it's a great way to do it.
The other thing I found is if you go to an event like that, you'll see a lot of your local politicians or state politicians that maybe you recognize. You can ask them questions, too. You want to have a couple of questions ready to go, kind of that you think you might be able to ask anyone in the government. and then you just ask them and see what you get. I'm getting a wide variety of different kinds of responses.
Dave, thanks for all you do out there. Anything else you want to share?
And the question that I've been asking mostly, if I run into a national politician, I'm asking them, do you support Ron Paul's efforts to end the Federal Reserve?
Oh, yeah.
Yes, I do.
You're not a national politician.
Well,
what are they saying?
Some of them do.
Sorry.
But anyway, that video will be up pretty shortly, and I'm sorry to hear what happened to Ian. As soon as I get back, I'll probably start working on a video about that.
That's RidleyReport.com if you want to see all of Dave's work. And I'm a subscriber on YouTube, RidleyReport.com. Thanks, Dave.
Okay.
I think we can take one more call here. Get it teased. Jed in Wyoming. Jed, are you there?
Oh, can you hear me?
Yes.
Cool. I had a pretty funny story, but first I wanted to kind of address that. Why do we need a military thing? Well, to think about it, in a free society, most wars have always been waged, like he said, natural resources would be either for conquest purposes or for defense. And
so, Jed, I want to hear what you have to say. Jed, I want to hear what you have to say, but we're going to take you when we get back. 1-800-259-9231, SACL CAI.
This Your Family Today tip is brought to you by Nestle Carnation Evaporated Milk, the cooking milk that makes life richer. For rich and creamy recipes, visit us at thecookingmilk.com. We all have our roster of recipes, but eating the same dishes over and over becomes boring. Instead of throwing them out and starting from scratch, play with different ingredients to give new flavor to old standards. Try Thai spices instead of your usual Italian seasonings. That just might do the trick. For more tips like these, visit us at parenthood.com/yourfamilytoday.
I'm talking to those out there who, like me, aren't any good at dieting and don't seem to be able to work out as often as they'd like. Are you on a slow roll down fat hill? How would you like to lose weight without changing your diet, exercising, or getting the freaked out jitters? Try Lumathin Plus. It's priced so that you can do it for less than a dollar a day, and it really works. Stop the fat spiral at LumathinPlus.com. It isn't going to make you lose 10 pounds in 10 days, but you can do it without changing your lifestyle. LumathinPlus.com.
9 years, thousands of clients worldwide, amazing results. And here's more proof of the effectiveness of how Heart and Body Extract supports good circulation and healthy arterial flow.
My name is Crystal. I'm a 45-year-old and live in Houston, Texas. I was diagnosed with having mitral valve prolapse 10 years ago. My cardiologist said surgery and drugs was the only thing he could offer me.
What did Crystal do?
I ordered Heart and Body Extract in August 2006. When I first took my first 15 drops, I embraced the formula. and could even feel the goodness of the formula starting to work.
Clean, clear arteries are happy arteries after using Heart and Body Extract. Learn more at hbextract.com or call 866-295-5305. That's hbextract.com or call 866-295-5305. HB Extract comes with a 100% ironclad money-back guarantee. Details at hbextract.com or call 866-295-5305 for Heart and Body Extract.
If you owe money to the IRS, you can't make the problem go away by yourself. But with the help of Dan Pilla, you can get your problem solved once and for all.
Hi, I'm Dan Pilla. For 30 years, I've helped thousands of people solve their tax debt problem, and I can help you solve yours, too. We take a very simple but proven three-step approach to solving your problem. First, we stabilize IRS collection actions so you don't have to worry about the IRS seizing your bank account or paycheck. Next, we build a comprehensive plan to get your tax debt reduced to the fullest extent possible, sometimes even completely eliminated. And finally, we work with you every step of the way to get your problem solved once and for all. Call us for a free consultation. Call 1-800-346-6829. We'll work together to get your problem solved, guaranteed.
Dan Pilla has been protecting taxpayers from the IRS for 3 decades, and he can help you too. Call us today at 800-346-6829. That's 800-34-NO-TAX.
And now for another exciting minute from Life Change Tea. To all our Life Change Tea customers, it's sale time. Buy three, get one free. Buy three packages of Life Change Tea and get one package absolutely free. Now to all of you that have not tried Life Change Tea, here's your chance. Buy three, get one free. Clean toxins and chemicals inside your body. Lose inches off your waist, and you could lose that excess weight that's been driving you crazy. And with our buy three, get one free sale, it's a great time to order. So here's how. Log on to GetTheTea.com. That's GetTheTea.com. Look for our special, or you can call us at 928-308-0408. That's 928-308-0408. It feels good to be clean, and it feels good to lose weight, and it really feels good to save money. So order now at GetTheTea.com.
This is Free Talk Live. You can call in and take control at 1-800-259-9231.
Free Talk Live, 1-800-259-9231. It's your show. Call in and talk about whatever you want to talk about. And if you're while you're sitting there listening, you can go to wiki.freetalklive.com. There's 2,000 plus pages of user editable material over there. You can go in and edit the material and be a part of Free Talk Live. And also, are you tired of reading about loss of liberty? Now, for the first time, a novel showing how liberty can realistically triumph. Progress by Charles Stample. Order a copy from Amazon or for free a PDF of part one. Write progress, a novel, at gmail.com. Experience a libertarian revolution. It's progress, a novel, at gmail.com. I have started this novel. It is the first work of fiction that I've actually read in about a year now. So I'm working on it. I'm interested. He makes the claim here that there's a realistic possibility of liberty triumphing and how it can be done, and I want to find out what that is. So Progress, a novel, if you want to get part of it, or just go to Amazon and order it. It's Progress, a novel. So we were talking to Jed about Jed, you were going to illuminate what America would be like without a military. Is that right?
Well, I'm going to, like, go ahead and give my little whatever I can think of that might not really be how it would be. But, well, I would think, because essentially all wars were traditionally was fought for either conquest or defense, meaning
right.
either you want to take somebody's stuff or you want to keep your own stuff.
Right.
But in a free country where it was a true free market and we had true free trade, it would be more of a detriment to yourself should you actually fight the war and even win it against something like that. We would actually help you prosper more just by leaving us alone.
Sure. The fact is that when you have this win-win-win scenario, which is free trade, where everybody can do better, the world has found out, largely the world has found out that that's a better way to do business than spending a whole bunch of money conquering and destroying and all that stuff, especially with the United States' method of conquering, destroying, and rebuilding.
That's just a siphon. Like, the military now, like I say, traditional methods of war, I mean traditional, like the real reasons people did it, where it had a purpose to where the common man could get behind it. Now, for some reason, the common man still gets behind it, but it's essentially, obviously, just a giant siphoning credit card that sucks off everybody else and doesn't actually do anything for anybody. It takes the people that would be fighting the war, the ones that were never given it, but, you know, back in Rome, I'm sure they promised you the spoils of war.
They did, absolutely. The rich guys would go out and fight the war, and it was almost entirely a privately done operation. And then they'd come back, and they'd give the hoi polloi, as they referred to them, there'd be a big party, and everybody would be like, yeah! I mean, you know, how do you feel about the guy who's giving out free booze at the party? I think he's great.
Oh, you always feel good about that guy.
Yeah. Now the American people, you know, it's just sort of this holdover from the past.
Like, the spoils of war are actually coming directly out of our pockets. And I mean, they're sure they always were, but now it's like blatantly obvious.
Back in the Roman times, they really didn't come out of the pockets of the poor people. The poor people were really poor. There was nothing to take from them. There was a conquest aspect to it, but there's no conquest anymore.
They did have the dying part going on.
Yeah. So you wanted to talk about something else, Jed?
Oh, yeah. I actually called in. I thought I was going to listen, but this will be something appropriate for your show. I'm sitting in the middle of, like, a weird wooded area right now cops comb through the surrounding little area. Because there happens to be, like, I live on a plot of land on top of Casper Mountain, which is in Wyoming.
Okay.
So it's pretty much 6 acres of nothing, and we own a few buildings on these acres.
Okay.
And so last night I went downtown, and I was going to pick up some girl I wanted to hang out with, and bring my
what were you thinking about doing with that girl?
Well,
you're bad little man. Go on.
Yeah, well, I was going to do a little bit more than thinking if what had happened wouldn't have.
Oh my God.
I swing out to give some money I owe to my little cousin to him. And his friends want to tag along. You know, we have four-wheelers up here. They haven't been up in a long time.
Mm-hmm.
And they're my little cousins. They're like 16 years old. The youngest one, probably 16, he has his little girlfriend with him. The other, I don't know. I'm 26. They're 21, but it's not, it's, you know.
Well, the way you refer
whatever.
To his girlfriend as being little doesn't sound condescending at all. Go on.
Oh, I thought I bleeped the thing. But, so anyways, we come up here, and we're all hanging out, and they had brought some booze, but nobody was really being that weird about it.
Uh-huh.
But what the government has is, I look up over the way, because some of our buildings are few and far between. Little 16-year-old dude has got his girl over in that section, and we're leaving him alone so he can do whatever. And apparently they have this risk management, like a structure risk assessment team that comes out every year to make sure that the structures on your land are safe to be in.
Hmm. They ask you before they come out? And
Oh, no, they just showed up. Well, they not only just show up, but then my little cousin comes running over and says, there's some old guy over there. Do you know him? He's pissed at us for, like, he says we're drunk. And he's calling the cops and blah, 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 blah. And I told him, you know, we should all just, like, because this is the mountain. I said, we should all just walk this way. We should just leave. Your friend's car's over there, but he's not there. Like, can't do anything to the car, blah. You know, I wasn't able to convince anybody, though.
Ah.
But I still, you know, I left off into the woods because I'm the old person and I know how that would go.
Right. Did the cops have anything to say to you?
No, I left. They were over at the thing talking to everybody else. The kid came over here, told me about it, and I said, well, let's just walk off into the forest right now because it's just wooded area all the way through here.
Yep.
So I figured let's all walk over this way and do that, but he was afraid, you know, we need to go talk to him and blah, blah, blah.
Yeah, because you're going to talk to a guy in authority out of calling the cops. That makes sense. But,
well, no, and the cop car pulled up not too far behind that sheriff. It was, and everybody. I don't know who all went to jail, but I saw a couple kids get in the car, which is sad.
Yeah,
and they have been having their little siren things buzzing around, which there's really nothing they can do. But the whole thing was the absurdity of the fact that that's all being money spent. And not only that, but these are all my family members. They're on my 6 acres of land.
Yeah, sure. They're just, you know, it's just some kids having some, everybody's done it, you know. It's not that big,
yeah.
Not that big of a deal. You guys weren't causing any trouble. It's just some government bureaucrat poking around who finds an opportunity to, well, enrich the government through hassling some kids, and that's what they're.
Yep, and he was the archetypical, like, kind of fat, chunky, looked like he had kind of a scruffy beard from where I saw him, you know, like the kind of derelict-looking bureaucrat walking around in an orange vest talking about, said, I guess he told them something about judging the safety of our structures, which not only that is because we don't really like to, you're supposed to pay a bunch of money to tell them you're putting a structure up,
sure,
I guess.
Yeah, that's why they said it's not about the safety of the structure. It's about checking to see what structures
money,
you have so they can tax you on them. I mean, that's what it's all about.
Oh, I know, exactly. We had one of those Murphy's shed stamps we were going to put on it. Because if it's a prefabricated structure, they're fine with that.
It doesn't cost you any extra. Yeah, they've got all different communities have
the taxes on that.
Different communities have different rules. Some places, if the structure isn't adhered to the ground, then they don't tax you for it. But if it is, you know, so if you've got one of those kind of car tents, you can park your car into the car tent. But if you build a structure out of wood and it's got stakes in the ground, then you have to pay taxes on it.
Oh,
it's
yeah, they hate
stuff.
The wood because we have a lot downtown and. It's really easy to build, like, a little log home, which is what we wanted to do downtown, just to be able to sell it off. But they said that, oh, no, safety concerns, a warmth issue. We wouldn't want anybody – if you sold that and somebody froze to death in it, then somehow that would be our fault. Like, that make any sense at all, but nothing they ever do does.
Yeah, you know, I guess they just want people to be reliant on the state, and if they they set up all these rules, and I think that to some extent they do. The average person assumes the electrical in a building is going to be good because, well, the state has rules on how electrical is put in. But usually their rules don't include an individual putting their own electrical in. I've done that on additions, so nobody came in and checked my electrical work on the addition. I haven't heard about the house burning down. Jed,
exactly.
Thank you for the call. This is Free Talk Live, 800-259-9231. Have you ever wished that you could buy, sell, and trade in silver in your community? Del Valle Silver has a no-cost, turnkey setup for you. You recruit 6 to 8 businesses in your area to accept Del Valle Silver rounds as barter currency, and your wish is granted. You get paid, and you promote the use of real money. This isn't like so many other silver currency setups, where it's really just a system to sell high-priced rounds. It's a free market system based on Austrian economics. DelValleySilver.com. DelValleySilver.com.
Hi, this is Ted Anderson. Have you ever wondered why banks, stockbrokers, investment advisors won't talk about gold IRAs? They've been available since 1986, yet the financial industry won't recognize the value of gold for your retirement. Gold has outperformed paper investments, yet no word about IRAs. If you would like to have gold for your retirement, call 800-686-2237. Don't get left behind by rising inflation and low returns. Call 800-686-2237. Secure your future and call 1-800-686-2237.